Danny Kelly, can either give us Turmoil, which I'm going to hold over to next week now, because I want to hear his story of when he did a runner from a restaurant.
What's the option?
Doing Turmoil or hearing this story, and I want to hear this story now.
Okay, fine.
We'll keep them first thing next week we do it.
You know, I won't press you by saying I'm not proud of it, because that's self-evident, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I can tell...
Yeah, I know, yeah.
I can tell you the exact day. England played Germany in the match they had to win to stay in the 1980 World, or 1982 World Cup.
Yeah.
Before the match, myself and mates went out to a very nice restaurant, a very nice part of London, Barnes to be precise, and we had, because this is about a posh mate's house, we had cycled across the common on bikes, and the bikes were left outside the restaurant. And of course, after the fine food, the prospect of the football, of course, driving us nuts, and all the lager we could get down, someone said, shall we do a runner, as I believe these things are called. It was never my investigation.
Well, just before you carry on, when my friends used to do that, I was the last to know, and I'm not good at that sort of thing. And all I'm saying, gentlemen out there, as a point of etiquette, always tell your friend you're going to do that, because it's not funny, it's not big, and it panics the weaker members of the tribe anyway.
So, you know, I was the last one to agree to do it, but, you know, fine, it was going to be done. We were near the door. The trick was, because we had to get onto the bicycles to get away.
There is.
And I don't suppose I was the best cyclist ever, and so we had the scene, all of us, rush out of the pavement, the mad, silent, Max Sennett-style scene outside, as we disentangle each other and the bikes, before you got that 15, maybe 10 seconds before the restaurant staff realise what's going on.
Yeah.
And then they're out, meat cleavers, all the rest.
Sure,
and we are cycling through Barnes Common as fast as we can, with a bunch of geezers chasing us.
It's the queue bikes, yeah?
Yes. We get away. This is a sad denouement. We get away and we go. We watch the football, England go out of the World Cup. Calming down, having a few drinks.
Yeah.
And then a chap arrives who also lives in the house, and I tell him this fantastic tale. No one tells me that he's a professional waiter. They sit there and let me tell the entire... And then we got on the bikes and we're hammering across the common.
And this fellow was...
He said, well, I'll think that. I hope he has. Well, really clever.
That almost caps Alice's story this morning. She was in a restaurant, Alice did, and she had no money to pay for these Viennese coffees she had. So who paid for them?
I'm afraid to say that it was the waitresses out of their tips.
They said, we'll pay for it, love. And did you go back and reimburse them?
Not on that occasion, no. I did not.
As a way back from that, there's in Brighton, I once saw the meanest sign I ever saw outside a restaurant chalked in. It said, lowest paid waiters in town. We passed the savings on to you. And anyone who could walk in there and eat, I said, it's going to ash. She's in their mouth.